but arrived at the practice about 7 a.m. local time and opened fire. Williams, who is one of the coaches, said the Republican baseball team holds its practice every morning at that park in Alexandria, Virginia. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome to this KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And it's Wednesday. I'm confused. I keep saying it's not Carl and Linda. It's Trish, because it's only Wednesday, and I've been here all week. The weather is going to be 64 degrees as we speak right now. We're looking for a high of 90, a low of 61 today. And on Thursday, 92, a low of 65, warming up rapidly, 98 on Friday, a low of just 68. And then on Saturday, 102, and estimates are 102 to 107 to 110 through the weekend. So it's going to be warm. It's not going to be cool. Our summer is officially here. Weather warnings and heat warnings for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Hydrate.
Hydrate, yes.
And when you finish the weather report, I'm going to extend on hydration there, so go ahead.
Okay, yeah, because it's important that we do that. The weather, as always, is brought to us, and it's a big deal when it gets into summer around here. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, or this time of year, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. It's locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And while we're speaking of hydration, I forgot in the rush to get ready for the show what day it is. And you're a big one for tradition, right?
Yes, of course.
And if I do not carry on this tradition, I will hear about it.
Okay.
And so here we will have our expert on hydration.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
And now people are happy.
Okay. Well, and there's a reason I don't get up this early most mornings, and I'm not listening to that as a usual thing. You know, doing this show, I enjoy it so much, and I enjoy hosting for Carl and Linda while they're gone. I'm not crazy about the hour at which we do this. It's a little difficult for me, and this is like several days in a row. My body just really isn't awake at 5:30 in the morning when I get up and start this process to come here and chat with you at 7 o'clock in the morning. So bear with me as I start a little slow this morning. But we've got a lot in front of us. For those of you who were expecting the 8 o'clock hour, Chief Paletti was to be our guest. Obviously, that's not going to happen. But we're going to do an open line between 8 and 9, and I'm hopeful that those of you in the community who have an opinion about this will be giving us a call between that time. We're just going to talk about the different impacts on the community that Chief Paletti has had and where you see us going from here.
If you got something stuck in your craw, this is the opportunity to vent, give vent to your spleen.
Absolutely. So we're hopeful that the community, you know, we have a lot of problems in Shasta County like the rest of the United States. We have some issues we're dealing with. We have a lot of positive things in our county as well. And so the solution doesn't always lie with just what the city or the county government's going to do. The solution has to come from us. The solution has to come from the citizens getting involved and making a difference in your community. So I'm sure there's a lot of opinions out there about where the city is going with their new direction in policing. And we'd like to hear from you. So be ready to call at the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, I'm joined in the studio, by my dear friend and our newest addition in the South County to the Public Protection, Anderson Fire Chief Steve Lowe. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Trish.
So tell the community, who is Steve Lowe?
Steve Lowe was born and raised in Shasta County. I started my career as an ROP ride-along student in high school with the Anderson Fire Protection District at the age of 17, and I never left. I did one short season with Cal Fire up in Susanville in 2003, left early, came back, and never left Anderson again. I was a volunteer, seasonal, worked through the ranks, and currently the interim fire chief.
So, success story, homegrown guy. We had a fire chief with us for an interim of about 2.5 years. Chief Weigel came in and he did some marvelous things in heading this department into a new direction, a good direction. He helped us get our budget headed towards the right direction, got some new equipment. I think we're in good shape to move forward.
Yeah, he was able to come in and really blow the doors open on our agency, and I feel I get to come in and pick up the pieces in the meantime.
And put all the ideas that he had. I think Chief Weigel was one that was used to working in a department with a whole lot more people to put his ideas into place. And so, fortunately, Chief Lowe was there making notes and paying attention for that 2.5 years, second in command under Rick. So now we're moving forward with a lot of good ideas.
Yeah, we are, Trish. We've got a lot of things that are been sitting on the burner for a while that we just haven't had a lot of time to get done. And now it's time to start rolling a bunch of those programs out.
Talk about the makeup of the fire department in Anderson.
Anderson is not part of the city. So we are a fire protection district. We are our own entity who protects the city. We have a fire board of 5, and with that we have a fire chief, a battalion chief, and somewhere in the mix we have a fire marshal in there depending on funding. And then we have 2 fire captains currently that work shift work and 3 firefighters that work shift work. So we're a little short staffed right now due to funding, but we're working towards getting through that.
One of the things that, as Steve pointed out, unlike the city of Reading, who has a city fire department, and the county, who has a county fire department, the city of Anderson is a separate entity, and the Anderson Fire Protection District is a standalone special district. Our boundaries are different than the city of Anderson. We take in an area surrounding the city of Anderson on all sides. And we're responsible for that. We have mutual aid agreements with all of the other departments. And great working relationships. And one of the things you've heard me emphasize over many years in Shasta County is that we're very fortunate, even though our resources are limited, we have great working relationships between the agencies. All of our public protection agencies, police, fire, all work together to enhance the lifestyles for the citizens of Shasta County.
Yeah, our mutual aid agreements that we have and our auto aid agreements with the county fire department, Cal Fire, Shasta County Fire, and Reading Fire are pretty seamless. It's at a drop of a hat, we could have multiple engines in the city. But again, it's not our own staffing. We're using other departments to supplement our staffing when we need it. But vice versa, when they get a fire going or they need assistance, we're right there.
Okay, and we've also, over the last couple, 3 years, we've enhanced another service within the department that we didn't do a lot of, and that's our arson program.
Yeah, about 3 years ago, I started working with the prior investigator, and now I'm running the program. We are PC 832 qualified, which means we are armed. We train with the Anderson Police Department. We go to range with them and work on defensive tactics and all that. So then when we do go to a fire and we find it suspicious in nature and can determine it's arson, we work through that whole process, and then we go out and actually effect the actual arrest of the arsonist.
Okay, when we come back after these messages, I want to talk a little bit about the program that you, the emphasis that we have on our youth, and the program that to impact the youth population in City of Anderson.
All righty. Well, Trish, this portion of Free Fire Radio at 7:15, brought to you by Home Helpers, the in-home healthcare services that's more than an in-home healthcare agency. They're an extended family when family can't be there. Locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care, customizing home care solutions to your unique situation for an affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they're happiest at home. More Free Fire Radio coming up right after the messages.
Advanced tickets are on sale now for the Shasta District Fair, June 21st through the 24th.
It's a blue jean kind of night with three nights of country entertainment.
Singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson, a tribute to country music legend George Strait, and Love and Theft with their new release, Candyland.
Purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands.
Go online to ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advanced tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 20th.
Fair opens noon, June 21st.
We're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, proud to announce that they've been named a SunPower Elite Dealer.
How did they achieve that status? Well, by having 90% or greater customer satisfaction on installation and by completing two advanced certification courses in topics like the design and installation of a high-efficiency SunPower system.
Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite Dealer because of their complete commitment to customer satisfaction. So give Powerhouse Solar a call today and get the best solar panels in the world, SunPower, installed by the best local solar company in the North State, Powerhouse Solar.
With solar energy, you won't have to worry about those energy rate increases or surcharges. And you can get solar now for as little as $75 a month with no money down.
There's no better time than right now, so consider Powerhouse Solar for your solar installation today. Call them at 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite Dealer, has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
So for solar as little as $75 a month, call Powerhouse Solar today or log on to powerhousesolar.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's time to celebrate with Anderson Explodes, Pam Tillis and Amy Clausen on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Redding Kia, Sierra Pacific Industries, KRCR, Chronic Disaster Services, and this radio station. Admission is free, so come on down. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 7:30. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. See you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North Strait. No, it's not Thursday yet. It's still just Wednesday, and it is Trish Clark. Carl and Linda will be back next week. In the meantime, I'm guest hosting this week. Enjoying sharing conversation with all of you out there. I'm joined in the studio right now with Steve Lowe, Anderson Fire Protection District Chief. And we're talking, just kind of common things about fire and specifically in the South County. Steve, we were going to talk a little bit about the arson program and the children, the juvenile program.
Yeah, so with the arson investigation comes a component that, I take pretty serious in the job is the juvenile fire setter program in Shasta County. When I first started doing the arson investigation, I joined the group, the Shasta Arson Task Force, and came in at a good time when the a couple of key components were starting to talk about this. And one of them was Patrick O'Connor with the City of Reading, who's an investigator, and J.T. Zolliger, who works for CAL FIRE, as an investigator. And with Jazz Shaw from Youth Violence Prevention Council, they had started talking about what are we going to do to combat juvenile fire setting in Shasta County. They got the ball rolling. I came in at a good time and got to jump on the bandwagon and make this program explode. And through that, we realized we have a severe problem in Shasta County with youth set fires. And so we all went to national recognized training and started our own program to where we're now intaking these juveniles, hosting an academy once a year, and doing a diversion program with them, and hopefully keeping them out of the system later on in life.
I mean, who knew that a lot of the fires that we're getting are juveniles? Playing with matches is not something that used to happen. It's gotten way worse.
Yeah, the curiosity phase of the fire setting is where we're seeing most of it. We get the occasional person that does it for malicious reasons, but most of the time we're seeing that it is a curiosity thing. So if we can curb that, give them some education, do a little diversion with them, and hopefully keep them out of the system later on. But this time of year is when we see the uptick in the juvenile set fires. The kids are out of school, the grass is dry, and they're out and about doing their thing. So we see an uptick this time of year.
So watch your kids and make sure that this is not an innocent happening. If something, is there a way that they can, if they have a child out there and they know that they have a problem, someplace they can introduce them to, have them talk to?
Yeah, call your local fire department. Get a hold of the Youth Violence Prevention Council. And the biggest one is get a hold of your local fire department. They should be a member of this community and the arson task force, and they know the avenues to go to get the help.
I remember when Rick was very young, my battalion chief's son, he and his little friend were with an older brother, and it got totally out of control. And the fire department came, and I'm guaranteeing you that's a little talk that he will never forget.
Yeah, and most of the kids, they tell you later on, as we progress through this, they tell you that they remember that first interaction they had with the fire law enforcement agency. So it's important for us to make it a positive one.
Uh-huh.
So that way, later on in life, they're not thinking that we're the enemy.
No, but that they remember it, the severe and importance of what they've done.
Absolutely. A severe emotional
event. Embedded upon them. Okay, so let's jump then to this time of year and what people should be doing and shouldn't be doing.
So this time of year, as everybody that's lived in the North State for any amount of time should know, that wildland season here for us can be very catastrophic. We've had several fires in Shasta County that have destroyed homes and ruined people's lives. So the biggest thing for people to understand is it's dry outside. It's going to start getting hot and dry. Winds are going to start picking up. Humidities are dropping. No mowing after 10 o'clock. If you are mowing with a tractor, you got to make sure you have your 4 gallons of water in a backpack pump or some type of extinguisher. No debris burning. Debris burning is not allowed right now in below 1,000 feet in Shasta County. And more than likely, you will get a citation if you are being negligent.
And I want to tell people to remember that. If you see burning in your neighborhood, your neighbor, whoever, you need to report that. People think, oh, well, I just want to burn this little pile and what have you. This time of year, that is absolutely catastrophic. I know in the city of Anderson, people have been notified that their weeds need to be taken care of. What's the next step?
Yeah, for my agency, we do we have a weed abatement ordinance. And so as we collect or intake the complaints, we go through them, and each complaint gets addressed. Somebody goes out and double checks it to make sure it's a valid complaint, and then through the fire marshal's office, they're issued the property owner's issued a letter, and it tells them to abate the problem, and they have X amount of days. I believe it's 14 days to take care of the issue, and it cites the codes that we're able to enforce. And then after 14 days, if no corrective action's taken, they get a second letter, and then they're given another amount of time to correct it. The third time, they get a certified letter, and if they don't do anything about it after that, then we take it to the fire board and get approval, and we can actually levy their property, lien their property, and then we go mow it ourselves.
Yeah. It's just important that if you have standing weeds this time of year, those big weed piles next to a housing development, somebody comes by, drops a cigarette in, and, I always have to throw this in, because it is not unusual as you travel down I-5 to be behind a car or any of the other roadways and have somebody flip a cigarette out of their car.
And that's one of my peeves when I see that. So,
yeah, and it happens, people. If you're a smoker, have a container inside your car. Specifically this time of year, don't be flipping those cigarettes out.
It's just a lot of common sense. You know, if you're driving a vehicle through tall grass, you know, there's hot vehicle components that can start a fire. You know, people towing trailers, boats, you know, make sure your chain's not too long and dragging on the ground and causing sparks. Make sure you check your tires so you don't have a blowout on the way to your destination. You know, rim strikes start fires. Just make sure your vehicle's in good working order. We see a lot of vehicles started fires because of mechanical issues. You know, it's just taking the extra precaution, taking the extra minute to make sure you're doing things the right way.
And in light of that, when you go to park your car and you've been driving, be sure you're not parking on dry, wet, or dry weeds, high weeds, because your catalytic converter can start a fire in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. And if you're in Anderson and you see something that is of concern, call the fire station, 378-6699. Leave a message for the office staff. We'll address it. If it's something that we aren't able to enforce, such as somebody's private yard that's they got a lot of garbage or whatever, we can pass it off to code enforcement with the city. We work with them to fix those issues as well.
Okay, so anything on that else on that subject that we haven't covered? I think it's important that right now you need to keep your yard in good shape, but you need to be doing that early morning and in the evening. You can't be doing that in the middle of the day.
Absolutely. You got to do it before 10 o'clock. There's actually a code section that you can be cited on for mowing after 10 o'clock.
So. Even in your own private yard?
Yes. So it's good. You know, if you're mowing green grass, that's probably not an issue, but we're talking mowing the fields or
sure, because I mean, I bet your yard services around town, they're going to have a hard time getting their yards done.
Absolutely.
If they have to do it before 10 o'clock. I mean, in a residential area with just mowing lawns, is that still an issue?
No, mowing residential lawns is not the issue. It's mowing the dry lots and the fields and that type of situation.
Okay, good. All right. Well, I know that the arson thing with the children is something we want to really get in front of and direct those with those kids. And tell us a little bit more about the camp that they go to.
The Juvenile Firesetter Academy that the kids attend is all age appropriate. They get broke out into age groups. There's the 5 to 10, 11 to 14, and 14 to 18 group. And then there's a parent group. So we also require the parents to come to this program. And it's two nights. It's about 4 hours each, so 8 hours total. And it's age appropriate material for the kids to talk about making better decisions, talk about bullying and that type of stuff, and just trying to help them make better decisions. Sometimes it's good kids making bad decisions, and we want to help correct that behavior. Getting the parents in there, getting them some resources to understand that if they are truly having some other issues, we can get them that. We have those connections through Health and Human Services with clinical psychologists to get them the help that they need. Sometimes the parents just don't know what to do. So it's a good education for the parents to let their kids know that, hey, you know, eventually your kids are getting to that 14-year-old age group there that when they start making these bad decisions, there's going to be a lot more consequences than just a diversion program.
Okay, so if you know of a child or a grandchild, that your children, how would they go about getting their children involved in that program?
They can just call their local fire department and they'll point them in the right direction. Most of the local agencies are trained in being able to intake those and they can do a direct referral to Youth Violence Prevention Council. The normal process would be we would respond to a fire and do our normal investigation, and through that we would determine it was a youth set fire, and then we would actually submit charges to juvenile probation just as we would with any other case, and then it gets sent to diversion, which would be the Youth Violence Prevention Council and the Juvenile Fire Setter Program.
And then
it's a court. It'd be court mandated for those to go through, but there is direct referrals of just, hey, I found my son playing with some matches. What can we do? And we can get him in the program voluntarily. And it doesn't mean they're a bad kid or that they're in trouble, but it's a good way to get them the education. And this is a great program. We actually now have Tehama County involved in our program.
Yes, sometimes if you can just catch them early on before, as you indicate, they get to that 14-year-old age to where now it becomes a major thing and they end up with a criminal record. Get their thinking turned around, give them some skills to head in another direction. It's not like you're turning your kid in for to some kind of a juvenile detention center. It's just an opportunity to maybe get their head squared away to think in a different direction and take away the curiosity. A lot of that.
Absolutely. That's the big one. Curiosity.
It's the curiosity. I know that we try to go in the same direction with children and handguns and those kind of things, because taking away that curiosity factor in all of those danger things is a first step towards stopping bad things from happening.
Absolutely. And the curriculum that we use for this program is all nationally based, national curriculum that's recognized throughout the United States. And our program is soon, hopefully, to be like the 26th program in the nation to be recognized. So
very good.
A lot of hard work by the folks that started it. I came in at the right time.
Perfect. All right, Steve, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Life happens, and then it's over. We often spend our whole life attempting to find purpose and pleasure in this life, and yet neglect the life that follows. There are those who believe nothing comes next, and they live their life accordingly. I have no doubt there is life after this one, and it's too amazing for words. You're invited to join us as we learn how to enjoy this life to the fullest, while at the same time preparing for the next. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR time 7:33. This portion of the program brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California for a limited time. NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. And now we demonstrate the power and flexibility of live radio.
And there you go. This is Wednesday morning, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. And we're going to take a little time out from our Anderson Fire Protection District and jump to the Reading Chamber of Commerce Spotlight. And we're joined now with Ken Wood from Upstate Hearing. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Trish. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. And welcome to the show. For those of you who know, Carl is not always terribly informative about what he has booked. And so sometimes we get a little bit of a surprise, but that's all right. We're flexible. So tell us about Ken Wood at Upstate Hearing.
Well, we've been in Reading since 1968. I'm actually the third owner. I've only been in Reading since 1990. We're located in five locations and love what I do.
You know, and I have experience with your company. My deceased husband, Bob, got his hearing aids from you, and those were the third set of hearing aids that he got, and the only ones he ever wore. So, he was very happy with that, and a good service, and enjoyed those hearing aids.
Good. Yeah, always glad to hear the positive comments, which we get a lot more these days than we used to. You know, technology's changed a lot.
Oh, it absolutely has, because you got little bitty things now, and all kinds of ways for people to have better hearing. Talk a little bit about the importance of good hearing in your life.
You know, I think what I do is connect people. It's communication is a vital part of our lives, and it's a quality of life thing. It's one thing to hear things, hear the dog bark, hear the horn honk, but it's another thing to listen and listen to conversation and hear what's going on. And I think oftentimes people find themselves withdrawing from their social life or activities or even at work, where it becomes really stressful and a lot of energy to follow a conversation. And so that's our job, is to connect people through better hearing.
I think, and you make a good point. I have to tell myself sometimes, we get busy in a life, and you tend to be talking to somebody but thinking about something else. And right. And we're hearing what they're saying, but you're right, we're not always listening.
Yes, listening is a upper-level brain function. It's not... It's difficult to do, and it's difficult to do when you have a hearing loss, because then you're working. You know, it's like sometimes people say to me, it seems like people talk faster than I can hear, because they're trying to process what they're hearing, and the conversation is going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's work. And so people say all the time when they come in, you know, I just feel less stressful now when I'm in a difficult listening situation for hearing, because I can just relax and follow the conversation, not strain so much.
And I think especially as we age, and I know one of the deciding factors for Bob to make up his mind to actually do it was when our first grandson was born. And we came back from a visit with Logan, and I said to him, you really can't hear him. And he said, and you know, it's that tiny little soft voice.
Right.
And he said, you know, no, I really can't. And I said, you know, it's so important because he's sharing so many great things with you, and he really wants you to know. And that was kind of the deciding factor to make him want to hear better, because there was something he knew that was very important he was missing.
And that often happens when people come in for the very first time. Usually people put it off, right? They put it off for a long time. And I've always said, if it wasn't for wives, I'd be out of business. But there's also the grandchildren and the daughters and the son and their friends, too, that there's usually something that triggers them. So we ask them where they have difficulty hearing and what they would like to improve. But the other thing I always like to ask, just out of curiosity, is why did you come today? Because it didn't just happen yesterday, you know, or last week or last month. It's been coming on for years. And so usually there's something like that, you know, the grandchildren or whatever they feel is affecting their quality of life through their hearing.
It is, and I think that of course, we women will always tell you that you men have selective hearing.
Well, men can only do one thing at a time. You know, if men are doing something, that's all they're doing. You know, if they're reading, you have to knock them over the head to get their attention, right? And if they have a hearing loss, it's even worse. Women seem to be able to multitask. You know, they can be on the phone and write a letter and have something on the stove. And, you know, they can do that. Men, no, we can't do that. That's one thing.
But you also just sometimes you hear us, but you kind of block us out if you're not interested in the topic.
Right.
Yeah,
well, that's true. It's directly proportional to the number of years you've been married.
Is that right? Okay, so final thoughts about Upstate Hearing, and what do you want people to know about your business?
You know, I would just encourage people who think they may start to have difficulty hearing, come in for a hearing evaluation. We do – one of the unique things that we do is we demo hearing aids. All of our hearing aids are demoed first. So you wear them home for a couple weeks to see if they're better. You know, there's a lot of different levels of technology and a lot of different levels of cost. And, you know, we have over 100 pair of demos that are out most of the time on people test driving them. So it
That's
gives them a chance
to,
you know, see if it really helps. Like, I think people have this hesitation because they don't know. You know, is it really going to help me? Is it worth the cost? So this way it allows people to test drive them and see.
I think that's invaluable, because you're right. There's a lot of people, I talk to them all the time, who say, well, you know, I bought a set of hearing aids and I spent $3,000, or and they just didn't work for me. They just weren't any good, and so they don't want to reinvest money again to do that. So that's great to know that they have a chance to road test.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we hear that from time to time, too. Not as much as we used to, but from time to time, we still hear that. But today, hearing aids are very successful. They work really well.
Yeah, that's great to know. Okay, thanks so much, Ken.
Thanks, Trish.
Appreciate it.
Good to see you.
It was good to see you again, and thanks for coming in and sharing on the Chamber of Commerce Spotlight.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and take a little bit of an early break, and then the next section will be a little bit longer.
Tickets are on sale now for the Shasta District Fair, June 21st through the 24th.
It's Blue Jean kind of night with three nights of country entertainment.
Singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson, a tribute to country music legend George Strait, and Love and Theft with their new release, Candyland.
Purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands.
Go online to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 20th.
Fair opens noon, June 21st.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
And at 743, we're going to come in with a mention of Wellgate Sports Club. I went back there on Monday for the first time since I had injured my back. Had a great time. And my wife likes to go there, too. She's been kind of missing the Aqua Personal Training Program with Kathleen Cowling. It's a unique saltwater pool facility available only at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling will take good care of you there. Small group training or one-on-one. Experience exceptional every day at Wellgate Sports Club. They believe self-care is the best health care. Health care.
And welcome back.
This
is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North Strait. No, you're not confused. It's still not Thursday. It's still Trish Clark. And I will be here again tomorrow on Thursday. I, most of you are used to my Thursday morning co-hosting, but Carl and Linda are out of town, and so I'm hosting the entire week. And I'm joined in the studio with Captain Steve, or Chief Steve Lowe from the Anderson Fire Protection District. We keep promoting people, and I can't keep up. My brain won't swell. Okay, so let's talk about something. The fair is coming up, and we have a really special gig that we do during those times.
Yeah, so through the Shasta County Fire Prevention Officers Association in Shasta County, which is a working arm of the Chiefs Association, they purchased a trailer called the Fire Prevention Trailer, and it's a trailer that's set up like a mock house, and it's to teach people about two ways out of a residence, the Edith exit drills in the home, having two ways out, knowing what to do when you hear the smoke alarms going off, and that type of thing. So it's a fully functional trailer that's set up just for teaching kids and families how to do that. So, and it will be at the fair all week. So please come down, check it out. It'll be fully staffed. You'll be able to run through it. I think they're trying to set it up to where every 10 minutes they run a group of people through it. So we house it at the Anderson Fire District for the group. It's in our back shop. And it'll be a great place for it to get out there and get it seen in the community. It hasn't really gotten out much because of lack of staffing and not having enough people to man it. But it will be at the fair all week long, so please come check that out.
And that's a great opportunity to educate children and yourself. You know, there's a lot of things we do as adults that we just don't think through sometimes. Extension cords. My son is on me, checks my house every time he comes in to see what new thing I've done that in my 60-year-old house that shouldn't be done with extension cords.
Absolutely. It's, you know, especially with anybody that's been in the fire service for any amount of time, you know, they're telling people don't run your dryer at night or when you're away from home. Unplug your toaster or your small appliances like that when you leave. And I do that at my house, too.
These are important considerations, especially if you live in an older home where maybe the wiring is not grounded all the way through, but the house is built in the 50s, just didn't do all those good things. And so there's a lot of things. Fire extinguishers, I kind of want to touch on that. People that have fire extinguishers in their home, what kind of preventive maintenance are they supposed to be doing on them?
The issue we always run into when people have fire extinguishers, and it's not just in the home, but when we go do business inspections, is they sit on the wall for so long, or they sit in a cabinet, or they're riding around in a car bouncing around, that stuff gets compacted. You know, every once in a while, it's a good idea to take it, shake it up. Usually in a business, they have to be serviced every year by a company. So typically we tell people replace them every year.
And in the home?
In the home, yeah, I mean, that's kind of one of those, it's a cost issue, but as a business, you have to. It's part of the mm-hmm. one of the business requirements for when you have a business when we do our inspections. So, but in the home, you know, just make sure you're shaking it up, turning it over so it's not getting compacted, and just double check it to make sure it looks like it's in good working order. If the pin's been pulled out, then make sure it hasn't been discharged and make sure it's ready to go, and then it's easily accessible and that you're talking with your kids and your family and everybody knows where that's at in an emergency.
Okay, very good. Okay, so let's jump now to equipment. We purchased a ladder truck down in the South County recently, and I know that there's conversation. People look at it and go, wow, if they're having budget problems, how do they go out and buy this ladder truck?
So, yeah, fortunately for us last year, Chief Weigel came in and seen in our budget we had restricted funds for a ladder truck that had been there for a very long time. Wind River Casino donated $50,000 in the early 2000s for this project. And through our impact fees that are restricted funds that we collect every year through new construction, that gets divvied up between equipment, the ladder truck, and vehicles maintenance. And so with that money, when Chief Weigel came in, he said this money's been sitting here restricted for so long that we need to do something with it or we need to give the money back to the casino. So we moved forward with purchasing a 75-foot Quint Pierce ladder truck. Quint meaning it's fully functional as a fire engine as well as it has the aerial component on top. It can pump itself. It can supply water to another vehicle. And it has the aerial component with the aerial master stream. So with that, it didn't impact our general budget at all. We use restricted funds that's earmarked for that. So we make a one-year payment or a payment every year on that for the next 12 years that comes from those impact fees that can't be used for anything else. It's earmarked specifically for that project.
So it had no impact whatsoever on our beleaguered budget. And it's money that was set aside. There's no question that Shasta County in general needed another ladder truck. And the South County in particular simply was not covered.
Absolutely. Outside of the city of Reading, there is no other ladder truck in Shasta County. So having that component in the South County, and specifically for where we protect in Anderson and the city of Anderson, there is a huge need for it. So it was good that Chief Weigel was able to bring that in and get it going. And it didn't impact our general budget. So that was huge.
And we really want people to know that, because there was certainly conversation. Because there's no question that we have some budgetary issues. As you indicated in the first segment, we have some staffing issues. The fees that we receive, we get a property tax increment as a special district that was set way back. Everybody knows how the property taxes were impacted with Prop 172 and many things years back. So that is a meager amount of money. And the only other source of income that we have is a parcel fee that is $20. $20. Yeah. That's what the citizens in Anderson pay. If you live in a house, you pay $20. If you own an apartment complex, you own $20. And if you pay $20. And if you own Walmart, you pay $20. And that's the impact fee that's paid to the Anderson Fire Protection District by every citizen. That's not even reasonable. That's what you're paying for fire protection service. We're going to have to address that in the future, and we're going to be doing some things to do that.
Yeah, Trish, one of the things people need to understand, what they pay for fire protection, they're not getting what they should. You know, increasing cost of PERS, I hear it all the time, of you guys should live within your means because, you know, firemen, the stigma is you guys all make a bunch of money. But I can tell you right now, that's not the case in Anderson. You know,
we haven't had a raise in Anderson for a long time. Very few paid positions.
Exactly. And so just to come up to national standards, we need to have a minimum of 3 people on an engine. And we really, with our call volume in Anderson, we should have 2 staff engines a day running calls. So that's something that I'm trying to bring to the department. Chief Weigel kind of got the ball in motion, and I'm gonna run with it. Last night at our monthly board meeting, I introduced a new model for funding. It's called the first responder fee, and it essentially, every time we roll out on a medical call, be it a traffic collision or an in-home medical aid, we would charge a set fee, and that would be billed directly to insurance companies such as Medicare, Medi-Cal, or a private insurance company.
I want anybody who thinks that firefighters make too much to carry a charged hose in a turnip uphill in 110-degree heat and then turn around and tell me firefighters are overpaid, okay?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Now, and before everybody out there goes, oh my God, every time they come with to do a medical call, they're going to start billing me. I want you to listen one more time. Those bills are going to be charged to Medicare, Medi-Cal, and private insurance. If you are not insured, you do not have insurance, you're not going to receive a bill.
Absolutely. The way the ordinance reads, and it's going to be worked through before it's in its final form, but right now it says that we won't go after the private individual for what's not paid by the insurance company.
And this is an established fee. Many departments up and down the state of California are charging this on a regular basis. The billing goes automatically to Medicare and Medi-Cal. They're used to paying this. There isn't any argument about it. It's an established fee. We're looking for every way that we can, in a proper manner, supplement the budget for the Anderson Fire Protection District so that we can provide the kind of service the citizens of Anderson need and deserve, and do that without impacting the citizens.
And one of the key components to this that people need to really understand is that as a fire district, we can't charge for this service more than what it costs us to actually provide it. So it's not like we're going out there and making a ton of money off it. It's basically covering the cost of our operating costs to provide the service for the medical services.
Yeah, and as again, I say it's something that we were just doing research and came up with. We're going to be bringing that back to the board at the next meeting, we hope. and do the reading of that first ordinance and introducing it to the citizens of Anderson, but I also, and the Anderson Fire Protection District, but I really want you to hear that if you do not have insurance, you're not covered by Medi-Cal, Medicare, or private insurance, you will not be receiving a bill, and we will not be going after you for this fee.
And like Trish pointed out, I think it's important if the citizens do their own research and look, just Google search other fire districts throughout California, they'll see that they're already doing the same thing, and what they're charging is way beyond what we'll ever charge as of now, because we don't provide paramedic level service and other things. So our fee compared to others in the state of California is going to be a lot less, but it's the key to our survival. And with that, like Trish brought up, the parcel fees, the $20 parcel fee, that'll be our next project, is readdressing that and having to hire an engineering firm to come in and square that up and hopefully make a solvent so we can survive in the future.
And our goal there is to make it equitable so that the person living in a private home is not paying the same as an apartment complex or a business that has many calls a day. So we need to take a look at that. An engineering firm will come in, find an equitable fee that it can be across the board, and then that, of course, will be a fee, so it will be extended out to a vote of the people within the fire protection district.
Yeah, I get asked all the time of, hey, can you guys even support a second engine if there was one able to be put up? And I tell them, absolutely. The national standard is 3,000 calls before a station or a fire department is supposed to look at adding a second response vehicle. And we're at 2,815 calls as of the end of 2016, and we've been seeing a 10% increase every year. So I would imagine with our call volume that we'll be over 3,000 this year with one staff vehicle. So that's our goal, is to get there where we have the two.
Exactly. And I would say, having said all of that with the low funding, we have a great group of people working at the Anderson Fire Protection District. They're hopeful that sometime in the future, we actually will be able to come up with the funds to give some of those people that are putting in a lot of hour as reserves and partially paid people, and actually find a home and a job permanently at the Anderson Fire Protection District.
Yeah, it's my goal. I mean, we have some great people working down there that they live in the community that they work in, so they take it with pride. And, you know, if you get another agency to come in and take us over, that you may not have that. That's what's awesome about having a local fire department like that. But we got to get the funding squared away.
And we're working on great relationships with the Anderson Police Department, the Anderson City Council, and all of those people that work together. We cover in the Anderson Fire Protection District. And for those of you who don't know, I have a little bit of a vest. I'm on the board down at the Anderson Fire Protection District. And as everyone knows, a big supporter of the city of Anderson. That's where I live, and I enjoy the opportunity when I host the show to bring in some stuff a little bit different, but because we talk about the city of Reading a lot, because it is the county seat. A lot of the efforts that for all of the radio stations and media are focused in the cap or in the Reading, and so I like to share a little bit about the other parts of the county from time to time when I'm here. And so, final thoughts, Steve. We're coming up on the last portion of the show.
You know, since we've introduced this on air, the first responder fee, if anybody has any questions or concerns or comments, please call the fire station and I will get back to you as soon as possible and we can talk through them.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the other one thing I want to talk about, the other new engine, the engine that used to be green and you will no longer see running around the streets of Anderson. So tell us about that project and how fun that was.
About a year and a half ago, one of our firefighters asked, what can we do to paint the engine? And Chief Weigel said, let's get some bids and let's work on it. And he said, we can't do anything budgetary to do it, so we need to come up with creative ways to do it. And we got a couple quotes on how to paint it, and it was astronomical. And so this firefighter brought up the idea of, well, what can we do to wrap it? How about a vinyl wrap? And everybody kind of looked at him like, I don't know. We've never heard of that. So one of our fire captains actually is friends with somebody at Cinerama, and they got to talking, and we worked out a deal for $5,000. They wrapped our entire fire engine red, and they did a tribute to 9/11 to the 343 firefighters.
If you haven't seen it, you need to go by the fire department. It is absolutely incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, come by. It was awesome. Again, it was another project that was done done. It didn't impact our budget at all. So we actually paid for it through community funds and raising money on a GoFundMe account. And Chronic Disaster Services raised us $1,500 from a benefit golf tournament, and it didn't impact our budget again.
And yeah, and the firefighters have a volunteer fund?
They had a volunteer fund from previous that we've closed out, and we used some of the money out of there to help pay for it.
Yeah, so again, when I you know, it's hard for citizens when we're doing some really progressive, moving forward things to then turn around and say we're having budget problems. I want you to understand the innovation that's gone into all of the great changes that have been made in the Anderson Fire Protection District in the last 2 or 3 years. But in order for that to continue and to continue to provide that level of service and better, we're going to have to be coming to the citizens for some increased fees. We want you to know that, or we want you to feel that we've earned that right. So thanks so much, Chief. Appreciate having you here this morning.
Thank you, Trish.
All right. And in the next hour, we're going to be opening up the phones. We're going to do some things from the Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to open up the phones for conversation about
Chief Folletti's departure.
Chief Folletti's departure. Brain.
Yep. I have myself. Coming up on 8 o'clock on KCNR, Shasta Redding, Community Talk Radio for the North State. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's always better at the river.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana is in surgery at this hour after being shot by a rifle-wielding gunman today at a congressional baseball practice just outside the nation's capital. Several other people were also wounded. FBI Special Agent in Charge Tim Slater says it's too early to say whether or not this qualifies as an act of terrorism.
It's really raw at this moment. We're just at the initial part of the investigation. So it's too early to say. We're working it both ways right now.
Capitol Police said officers who were part of Scalise's security detail returned fire and wounded the shooter, who's now in custody. President Trump says he's deeply saddened by the shooting. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a written White House statement, the president said he and the vice president were closely monitoring developments in the shooting incident. He offered his thoughts and prayers. And later on Twitter, the president called GOP Congressman Steve Scalise a true friend and patriot, saying that he had been badly injured but will fully recover. Greg Cluxton, the White House.
And the White House says it's canceling President Trump's only public event today due to the shooting. He had been scheduled to visit the Department of Labor to talk about apprenticeships. Meantime, most investors are keeping one ear on this afternoon's expected policy decision by the Fed. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
If the Fed goes ahead and raises its federal funds rate to a range of 1 to 1.25%, it'll be the third increase in the past 6 months, a pace the Fed would normally adopt when it's trying to slow an economy at risk of overheating. Lately, indicators have reflected sluggish growth. Yet the barometers the Fed studies most closely are giving policymakers confidence. The Fed's mandates are to maximize employment and stabilize prices, and hiring remains solid, with the unemployment rate at a 16-year low of 4.3%. Inflation, on the other hand, remains below the central bank's 2% target. All of that adds up to a likely pumping of the brakes. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More on these stories from townhall.com.
Kyle is a professional dog trainer.
Sit down. Roll over. Good.
When it comes to canine obedience, he's your best friend's best friend.
Whoa, such a good girl.
And in his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
Nice work on those planks, guys. Now roll over and give me 25 push-ups. 1, 2, good. Hey, keep that caboose down.
You see, no matter who or what he trains, Kyle knows how to get results. But when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately for Kyle, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage.
I like it, people. Who wants a treat?
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
The former deputy chief fire officer for U.S. Air Force bases in Britain says he's never seen a fire in an apartment block spread at such speed. Joe Ruan, who now works as a consultant, says it appeared likely that several fire protection safeguards at the tower that caught fire today in West London failed altogether. At least six people reported dead. An American college student who was released from a North Korean prison is finally home, but in a medically induced coma. That came as a shock to former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, who worked for more than a year to secure Otto Warmbier's release.
My representatives and my foundation have been meeting in the last year at least 20 times with the North Koreans in New York to try to secure the release of Otto, find out his conditions, make sure the Swedish government, which represents us in North Korea, have access to him for a lot of medical reasons.
That's former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, who appeared on NBC's Today Show. More from townhall.com. It sounds futuristic, but maybe the future is here. Drones carrying heart defibrillators swooping in to help bystanders revive anybody who may be stricken by cardiac arrest. Cardiologist Dr. Clyde Yancey says a drone delivered defibrillators, as conducted in a recent test, actually turned out to be quite successful, and it may be the wave of the future.
The notion that a drone equipped with a defibrillator can be dispatched within seconds of a 911 call and then can cut the response time by two-thirds down to a few minutes means everything. Because when we're trying to save a life, it's not time is money, it's time is life.
And repeating our top story at this hour, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana remains in surgery at this hour after being shot by a rifle-wielding gunman this morning at a congressional baseball practice just outside of Washington. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome to live radio. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State.
Had to make your engineer crazy because I'm looking for what?
As we came into this opening, my cell phone went off. I hadn't failed to turn that off, and it starts with Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. So we got a little concert here going.
Live radio.
And it's not Carl and Linda. It's not even Thursday. It's Wednesday, and this is Trish Clark. And we welcome you to another hour of KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And we're a little just kind of being real flexible this morning because we got people coming and going that we didn't expect and people that we did expect or who are not going to be here. And so we're just going to wing it and hope you enjoy and get some good information about where we're going. It's 70 degrees in the downtown studio as we speak. The temperature is rising rapidly. We started this morning at 64. We're looking for a high today of 90, low of 61 on Thursday, a high of 92 and a low of 66. By Friday, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 98. Friday night, about 68. On Saturday, we're going to break that century mark up to 102. Sunday, 107. Monday, 109. And it's just going to get warm over the next few days.
It will be ready in late June, early July.
Exactly. The historic part, I mean, we all know, and fairs next week. So yeah, it's either raining like crazy or it's really, really hot. I mean, that's just what we do in Shasta County.
Trish, the weather. Go ahead. Well, you finish your...
The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Cascade Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated. They give seniors and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And for those of you just joining us who were expecting that we would have either Rob Pelletti on or open phones, we are going to have open phones later this very hour. So I wanted to get that out there for those of you who are tuning in and then saying, oh, well, if you're not going to talk about Pelletti, I'm going to move on. Stand by because we will throw the phones and the chat room open.
Yeah, we are going to do that because Rob Pelletti was to be my guest this morning. And he typically, in the time that he has been in Reading, has come on the show just to update the citizens on a regular basis, and on Wednesday is the day. Given the change in circumstances, that's not going to happen today, but we are going to be opening the lines here in just a few minutes. And I know that there's people out there who want to comment, who have feelings. If you've got something stuck in your craw, something you want to say about that topic, we're going to open up the lines and let that happen. Right now, we have the pleasure of having some more people with the Reading Chamber of Commerce Spotlight. We have Daryl Miller and Steve Clay from Movement Mortgage. Welcome.
Thanks, Chris. Good morning.
And so tell us about what your business is and what we want to spotlight.
Well, what we do is we do home loans. So that's the basics of what we do. The way that we do it is entirely different than every other company in town.
Okay.
So that's kind of how why Movement Mortgage is unique, is our process.
Okay. Tell us how that happens.
So when I meet with a customer, I pull the credit, I collect all their documentation, make sure they really qualify for a home. And I've been doing that for 25 years. Steve, how long have you been doing that?
30 years.
Yeah. So we got a little bit of experience on our team. But the way that we do that is we meet with a client, collect all their information, and then what we do that's different is that we then submit it directly to an underwriter instead of a processor. So in the loan industry, what typically happens is I would submit it to a processor who would then verify all the information in the file. Because we're professionals, we submit it directly to the underwriter. The underwriter then has a goal of underwriting my file in 6 hours or less.
Hmm.
Our national average right now is 6.8 hours. So if you can imagine the days of waiting 20 days to hear from the underwriter.
That.
Yeah. And the underwriter is the only one who has the decision-making ability to say, yes, we are going to do this loan.
Okay, so if I'm going to buy a house and I've been looking, let's say, I guess the first thing I do is go to a realtor.
Well, you would think that would be the best thing to do, but the best thing to do is actually go to a local lender.
Okay.
Instead of doing the online thing, it's best to meet with somebody in person.
I always believe that if you have an option to meet with somebody you can face-to-face, that's just the best way to do it.
Well, because then you've got all of your questions answered. And so Steve and I take a lot of time meeting with clients to begin with to make sure that we really are helping them and educating them on the process.
So before I ever go out and start looking at property with a realtor, I should go see you to see what kind of a loan I qualify for.
Correct. So we're going to eliminate a lot of different programs that you would think that you would qualify for. We're not just order takers. We actually collect all the information, analyze it, make sure what kind of loan is going to be best for the consumer. So that's really our ultimate goal, is make sure you get the best loan possible for you and you actually get that home that you want. You're not out there looking at a home, fall in love with it, and then you don't get approved.
Okay, so you're going to take all of my information and tell me how big a loan that I would qualify for.
Correct. Now, that doesn't mean that's one home that you're going to want to buy, because we can qualify you typically for a lot more home than you want to pay for.
Yeah, a lot of times what we like to do is almost work backwards. One of the most important questions is to ask you, what's your comfort level? What are you paying for rent now? What do you think you're capable of? You're the one that's going to make that mortgage payment. So then we'll tell you if your comfort level is at $1,200. We'll work backwards and tell you how much house that actually equals.
Okay.
So that you can be shopping in your own comfort level.
You know, I think that's true because I think especially when a young couple is just starting out, the loan that they can qualify for, how do I say it? Sometimes the house ends up owning them.
Correct.
They maybe can make that house payment, but they can't do much else.
They can't live.
and they can't, no matter what kind of a house you purchase, I think, you're always going to want to personalize it.
Correct.
You just have to change it. Even a new house, maybe that color in the bathroom just isn't as good as it should be, and it needs, especially if you're me, and I mean, I always kind of personalize and make sure it's just exactly what it has, you know, regardless of how nice it is.
Well, and that's really the difference between renting and owning your own home. You get to do those things to personalize it for yourself. So right now, what I like to tell people is, let me help you make your last rent payment your first mortgage payment, so that you're actually buying a home with what you thought, you know, what you're paying for rent.
Mm-hmm.
It's really as affordable right now.
Yeah. Well, and certainly I think owning a home is, at the end of a period of time, you have something to show for that. And when you're renting, you just have a stack of receipts.
Correct.
Yeah, we like to say in the industry, you're always paying a mortgage. Is it someone else's, or is it actually going to be yours that entitles you to ownership and all the benefits of home ownership? So, but, you know, you made an interesting point, because 9 out of 10 people start shopping and looking and getting excited about properties before they see how much they qualify for. So one of the really unique things about Movement Mortgage is, back in 2008, our company was started by two realtors. And these guys, having been top producers, said, you know what? This whole thing is backwards.
Mm-hmm.
We have people spending money to open escrow, doing home inspections, even putting money out for an appraisal, and the underwriter, the decision maker, hasn't made a decision on that file yet. So they said, we're going to turn this thing upside down. We're going to have the decision maker be the first person that takes a look at this client's file, so that we take the guesswork out of the process. You know, a loan officer's best guess just is not good enough anymore. We owe that to our clients.
Well, and I, this is a field that I haven't dealt with in a long time. I bought my home in 1977.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't been messing around with you guys, and I probably, I don't have any intention of doing any of that in any time ever. I'm perfectly happy where I'm at, but that, you're right. I mean, things have changed considerably. I know just the size of the paperwork. So you, when you're doing, getting involved in purchasing property, you need to deal with professionals.
Correct. And there's a lot of good loan officers in town. I wanted to get that out there. There really is a lot of them. But that's just our best guess.
And you have to be certified.
Correct. We're licensed through the National Mortgage License System. So my particular number is 226-334. It means I got it a long time ago. Steve, do you know what's your number?
Yeah, it's 230-255.
Yeah, and so you want to be sure that whoever you're talking to all the way through the process of purchasing a home or property has the necessary credentials and numbers and are qualified to make it a really enjoyable experience. I'll never want to do this again, because my experience in selling my home in Southern California and moving up here was one of those horror stories that from the beginning to the end and just – I almost ended up in a lawsuit in Southern California before we finally got out there, because of just things that they told me I was qualified, and or the buyer was qualified,
right,
and then they weren't qualified, and it just got really, really ugly. So let's take a break, and we'll come back for just a few seconds, and then we'll go off to open line. So stay with us.
And KCNR Free Fire Radio Time, 8:17. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. They offer warranties, they have guarantees, and they give you 24-hour, 7-day-a-week service. Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642, or you can check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Redding Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading. Facebook, YouTube,
ReadingKia.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Abby, guess where we're having the Haven Humane Second Tuesday dining this month?
I'm hoping it might be Upper Crust Pizza because I could totally go for a slice right now.
You guessed it. This month's Second Tuesday dining will take place at Upper Crust Pizza. I love their pizzas, calzones, vegetarian options, and so much more.
Please join us at Upper Crust Pizza on Tuesday, July 11th from 5 to 9 p.m. as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards being a no-kill shelter by 2021 and a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This is Trish Clark, and it's about 8:20, and we're visiting with Daryl and Steve from
Movement Mortgage.
Movement Mortgage. We're going to go quickly to the phone, though, and take a call from Randy. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Trish. Bob, how are you?
Good.
Just want to remind everybody, today is Flag Day, and everybody should dig out any of them flags they have in the closet or whatever and put them out. It's one time of the year that it's Flag Day.
And I so agree with you, and certainly with the condition of these United States and the things that we have going on, that the shooting this morning back in Virginia.
That's right.
We live in troubling times.
You know, I want to comment on that. You know, when I listen to you on the radio, I have on the TV, I only watch Fox Business News. Fox News is getting, you know, just as bad. But anyway, I have it muted, and I'm watching Terry McAuliffe, you know, the Virginia governor. He's at a meeting at a, whatever, being interviewed there at the scene. And what does he say? He says there's too many guns out there.
Oh, of course.
He's already pushing gun control over this. And they won't release what kind of person this was, or other than the motive was this guy wanted to shoot Republicans. But my other comment is, you're an Anderson gal. Yesterday, the flags were half-masked at the police station. I was wondering if you might have any idea why that was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember seeing anything about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was at 5:30 this morning. I was listening to your sister station, and if I can say his name, you know, Kelly Frost. He said he said there's going to be a new coffee shop, Dunkin' Donuts, and a Baskin Robbins that they're building down there.
Lots of things are happening in Anderson. It's we've got the grocery outlet coming into what used to be the factory outlet stores. There's a lot of stuff happening in down in the city of Anderson that we're real proud of, and I think there's going to be a big influx of new businesses. We're glad about that. Thanks so much for the update, Randy, and I encourage everybody, get your flags out there.
That's right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Meanwhile, City of Reading will hold another committee on the topic.
There you go. So, yeah, we got, you know, the food trucks, the big controversial food truck thing. They're going to start up their operation down in the Anderson River Park.
Nice.
get the bugs worked out of it down there, and then after the City of Reading gets everything figured out as to how they can make that happen, they intend to then go forward with that project as well.
Yeah, we're part of Anderson Chamber of Commerce also, as well as the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Good. Okay, so final thoughts.
Sure. Just wanted to share a couple of things real quick. As far as Movement Mortgage goes, I've had the pleasure of being able to close loans really fast. I had what we call a loan rescue, where another lender was not able to perform on the 30th day of escrow. The underwriter finally said, no, I'm not doing it. I met with the client, restructured their loan, sent it to my underwriter, got it approved. And then I went to the realtors and said, hey, we can close this. Here's my commitment to lend letter, not a pre-qual or pre-approval. It's a commitment to lend. And they gave me a week to get it closed. We had docs in escrow in a week. They then signed because of our lovely TRID. They had to wait a couple of days. But then they signed when they were allowed to. But we actually closed that fast. So 10 days for a purchase, which is mind-blowing. Refinances, I closed a refinance just now in 20 days. Not 45 like the banks or 60 days like the banks. We actually closed really fast because we do everything up front. So we have a lot of cooperation with the local appraisers who help us with our, because they know what our system is and how fast we close, that they help us out with that. But Steve, do you have any last comments?
You know, we always talk about buyers, 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 but there's a lot of listing agents out there. There are a lot of people that are actually selling their homes. And the scary part for them many times is if we accept an offer that's not truly underwritten, 100% approved, irrevocable, they're putting their home on the market or taking it off the market. They could be waiting 45 days and then find out that there's something wrong. And they could have sold that home in this market maybe two or three times in that length of time. Yeah. So
That's absolutely true. And that's what happened to me in Southern California. I was telling you off air that, you know, my husband was already living up here. We were in escrow. It ran into all kinds of problems after all of the things we went through with just the paperwork and the bureaucracy. Then at the last minute, the loan, the guy wasn't qualified. And then other people are telling me, well, they knew he wasn't qualified all the way through. And it's like, whoa, you know, so it's important that you deal with people you can trust.
Right.
I encourage everybody to remember we're talking with Movement Mortgage. Daryl Miller and Steve Clay, and thank you so much for coming in this morning
and
sharing about your business. Love the Chamber of Commerce Spotlight, and Carl and Linda do this on a regular basis. So thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Perhaps we can take an early break, Bob, and then we'll come back with open lines to talk about Chief Paletti.
And we're going to take this opportunity to tell you about our good friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading, 244-9478. They are a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio, Cypress Square Barbershop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online
and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Summer is here and you need your car running right. At NAPA, they carry everything a shade tree mechanic could want, from tools to timing belts. Change your own oil? NAPA has the filters, oil, and tools to make your job easier. Call any of their 7 stores to order parts or ask any questions you have. You can also order online at readingnapa.com. NAPA know-how, 2304 Churn Creek Road. Call them at 222-5565.
Advance tickets are on sale now for the Shasta District Fair, June 21st through the 24th.
It's a blue jean kind of night with 3 nights of country entertainment.
Singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson, a tribute to country music legend George Strait, and Love and Theft with their new release, Candyland.
Purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands.
Go online to ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 20th.
Fair opens noon, June 21st.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It's Free Fire Radio at 8:30 on a Wednesday. This portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani priding himself on customer service, always having what you need in stock and at fair prices. Now, we throw open the phones, but we want to hear what people are thinking about the events of the last couple of days in the city of Reading.
Do and again, this is Trish Clark, and I'm hosting this week for Carl and Linda, who are enjoying a well-deserved vacation. We've had some happenings in the city of Reading in the last few days. City council recall, and then new city manager Barry Tippin being appointed, and then the chief of police Rob Paletti being dismissed. Things are changing. How do you feel about all of these things? How do you feel about what's happened with Chief Paletti? I was encouraged to open up the lines so people could express themselves. I'm waiting patiently for phone calls to let us know how you feel about this. Yeah. From my point of view, and as all of you know, I live in the city of Anderson. I'm a proud resident of the South County, represented that area and the rest of the South County for many years on the Board of Supervisors. And was on the city council in the city of Anderson, mayor of the city of Anderson. So I keep most closely in tuned and involved down there. Having said that, City of Reading is the county seat. And so a lot of what happens in the city of Reading impacts every citizen of Shasta County, mm-hmm. because that's where our retail center is. There's no question that the problems and the issues facing the citizens of Reading with the homeless situation, the impact from the decisions at the state level, all the different propositions that have passed, won't even try to name all of them, that have impacted the kind of people that we have roaming the streets in the city of Reading. Any of us who come in here to go shopping or anything else are impacted by that. And certainly Chief Rob Paletti has had a big hand in trying to handle that. I think he's done some great things. I think he's been open to the citizens, did town hall meetings. So I want to know how the citizens feel about this.
Yeah.
And what
Paletti was a cop's cop, and we have Kay on the line. Hey, Kay, welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Hi.
Good morning, Kay.
Hi, Trish.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just I mean, it really bothers me that he was released like this. He was a good man. He's a good man, and he did a good job in spite of all that's being done in Sacramento and in the courts. Personally, I think that it's very possible that if we'd had someone else, we would be in worse shape than we are today.
Possible.
I found it interesting that one of the reasons given was, well, we want some different points of view. Paletti brought different points of view. He measured a bunch of innovations for policing in Reading. One of the very first things he talked about when I had a chance to talk to him was, he said, why are we spending $1,500 per vehicle to paint police cars? Let's buy a monocolored police car and put a vinyl wrap on it. When the Crown Victorias went out of production, he stocked up on some parts to keep the fleet running. But in the meantime, oversaw the transition to the SUV-type vehicle, which is more versatile, and you can get parts for them. So to say that, you know, he wasn't thinking outside of the... What's a cop's job? A cop's job is to pick up bad guys. Well, you don't have a place to put bad guys. Don't
right.
blame the cop.
Yeah. There's no question that there we have issues in the state of California that impact at the local level beyond our control. When they start releasing people down to the local level, when they start turning our jails, and that's what they are, they're supposed to be jails. They are not prisons.
Right.
And yet we're in the position at the local level of having half of our jail space taken up with sentenced prisoners. We're not equipped to handle that. Certainly the sheriff's department or the county government is not equipped to do it. And we have no control over that.
No,
to try to blame
no.
the police chief of the city of Reading for those kind of issues and that there are bad people roaming our streets is just patently unfair.
Well, actually, it's probably more the city council and the board of supervisors that are the problems.
Well, that's a thought process as well.
And I think that they blame him for not getting the tax passed, but it was not his fault at all. It was a lack of trust in the city council of the people.
You know, and I witnessed this. Again, I was not in a position to vote on that.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to people about if they were going to vote for it and if they weren't. And almost to a person, when I would talk to somebody about why they weren't going to vote for it, is they felt like the city council was not listening to them. They would almost always point to that whole bit about the open session being at the end of the meeting,
mm-hmm.
and how that just rankled them. Even those who had never been to a meeting and didn't ever want to address them, it was just a thought process that they were so arrogant that they felt like that they didn't need to listen to the people or didn't want to take the time to do that.
Well, and they've done other things like the Clear Creek or the Stillwater Creek Park.
Yes.
And, I mean, that's a waste of money.
Been going on for a long time, and then to have people who want to go in and sit and discuss. I think one of the things, the other thing that I've heard, and one of my big gripes about government in general, we have a republic form of government.
Right.
We elect people to make decisions. That's the job. And if they're not making the decisions, then we need to replace them. What has happened with both our Board of Supervisors and our city councils in the last few years is the committee process. Every time there's an issue before them, they want to hire a consultant and they want to form a committee to study it. That's their job. They're supposed to get the information, learn about it, and make a decision in a timely manner to respond to the citizens instead of putting it off on staff, putting it off on committees.
And then literally sneer at the people who want to express their opinions after making them wait.
And you know, maybe that's probably grown into a bigger issue than it actually is, but perception is what you deal with in a community.
Well, and another thing is, don't they have to, when they hire a police chief, don't they? Doesn't the city council have to vote on that?
No, that's strictly a city manager.
It's totally
function. Yeah.
Yes,
from the beginning to start.
Absolutely. He serves at the pleasure of the city manager.
Well, I think that he thinks that he's the president of Reading, and we don't look at him that way.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, when you have a strong city manager government, that's exactly what kind of government you have. We talked a little bit yesterday about maybe it's time, and again, I'm not a citizen of Reading, but maybe it's time that the city of Reading actually look at a strong mayor government. Maybe time to go to an elected mayor who runs on a platform and is paid
and is accountable to the people more directly.
That's exactly right, because what you've got now is kind of a removed citizen.
Well, I'm just one vote. I'm outvoted. You know?
Yeah. Well, and then his time is up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't have to fire him. I mean, you sort of do if you don't elect him back in.
That's how it works. If he's doing a good job, you keep him in there, and if he isn't, you replace him.
And I think it's a slap in Chief Paletti's face to, if he truly is fired after doing all that work. And I mean, I'm sure he has hardly slept since he's been here trying to figure out what to do. You know, I mean, he's had so many problems to work with, and
yeah,
and it hasn't
it's not a good time
easy.
To be in public safety yeah. in the state of California.
We do wish him the best. We have another caller standing by.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Kay.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. And we close out line two, go back to line one, and Nick, who is never at a loss for words. Hello, Nick.
Hello. Hey, Chris.
Yes.
I wanted to chime in on this. It's my opinion the Hassett tax didn't pass because we don't trust the government. City, county, state, fed, we don't trust them. And it's very clear to me that the problem with crime in Reading is we need a jail. I believe that's the solution. But the reason I called you is I wanted to chime in on something that was said Monday. You had those, I think there's four people that started some kind of program to rehab kids and this and that and that and this, and that's fine and dandy. But he said, you know, this isn't costing the taxpayers anything. It's all grant money. And I wonder, where the hell does he think grant money comes from?
Well, no, this was private grant money. That was what they were referring to was private grant money. It wasn't.
Suppose that private grant money is written off on the taxes?
Well, it may well be, but if I have a business and I want to make a donation to a company and write it off on my taxes, that isn't costing the taxpayers any money.
Who put in all that private tax money, if I may be so bold to ask?
You know, I can't.
So are you echoing Obama's, if you got a business, you didn't build that business routine?
What about it?
Well, isn't that what Obama said? If you got a business, it was the government that did it?
I've tried my best to erase Obama from my memory.
Yeah. Okay, but no, Nick.
Well, you just said that. Okay.
You know, I can't even pull back what I've slept since then. I don't remember exactly what the funding source was for that. I'm always the first one to say, if you're talking about federal grant money or state grant money, you're absolutely right. That just comes out of your other pocket.
You know, I had one of our county supervisors. I had a chat with him about Big League Dreams and what a failure it was and a waste of taxpayers' money, and he said, but Nick, it's not Reading's money. Well, that's a pretty poor attitude, in my opinion.
Well, anyway,
here's what I wanted to ask you about, Trish. We touched on the vapor trails yesterday that go from horizon to horizon, and you said you've yet to see a grandpa that has admitted spraying on his grandkids. Where do you get the idea that grandpa's up there spraying?
Well, the pilots. The pilot.
Well, you know what? It's my opinion that it's not passenger jets that are doing this, that it's military jets with kids that are told to do what they're told to do and not question. I honestly believe it's the military, just the same way that it's the government and the military complex that is created the HAARP program.
Nick,
harmonic atmospheric, let's cause some rain and use it as a weapon.
Nick, if this is as insidious and as evil as you are saying, where's the Manning? Where's the Snowden? Where's that smoking gun Pentagon paper whistleblow?
I've seen them on the internet. I've seen two different people.
I've seen Elvis on the internet, Nick.
Yeah, you know, Nick, and you're, see, this is the great part of this radio show and America is that we all can have our own opinion. I've done a lot of research, been around pilots and weather information and all of that stuff my entire life. I can't bring myself to believe that they're purposely out there poisoning the citizens of the United States and the world. I just can't get behind that.
They're deliberately poisoning them, Chris. I think what they're trying to do is reflect the ultraviolet sunlight back out into space rather than having it hit the Earth, and it's a program that's got away from them. But to completely write it off and trust the government, that's like saying that everybody with a high school diploma is educated.
Well, I don't put my faith in government. There's no question about that. Government, you know, but I always go back, Nick, again, to a lot of the problems that we have with our government is the fact that we as Americans take too many things for granted. We think that we don't have to be a part of any of the solutions. A lot of us don't even take a part in electing the people that do run our country. Those of us that do make those decisions to vote in elections don't pay attention to what they're doing once we elect them. I think we're waking up. I think that's true. I would say to you that I'm a big supporter of the present administration, but if this population that put him in office doesn't stay behind him and continue to support him and be vocal about it, then we're going to lose this opportunity to make some changes in this country. Because he has so much opposition against him between the Democratic Party and that side and the moral majority and the establishment and the Republican Party, who are not playing nice.
I just saw in the news this morning where they're blaming the GOP activists for breaking up a town hall down in San Diego. In fact, it wasn't Darrell Issa's, it was another senator down there or congressman. And do you suppose they were plants by this recent president we had that got termed out that is rebel-rousing? Have you ever seen such a despicable bunch of people that when their time's up, they don't just go away?
I've never witnessed anything like it.
It's pathetic. They've got classes on how to disrupt GOP town halls, and it's just pathetic.
It is indeed. Thanks, Nick, for your call. We've got another
callers.
Call on the line, so thanks so much for your input.
I'm not done. Come on.
Nick, we have more people waiting on the line.
Have a good day.
Thanks.
All right. With all respect to people who sincerely believe in the conspiracy, I'm of a mind, never charge off to sinister intent what can be explained by ignorance.
There you go. Okay.
And with that, I think it was not Lori?
Yeah.
Lori.
Hey, Lori.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling in to compliment Chief Paletti on his dedication to our Neighborhood Watch meetings and classes and inviting some of us in Neighborhood Watch to participate in a training with the special film where you can simulate using a gun and what it's like for the officers, the stress, minutiae of time to make such a, you know, deadly option. So our Neighborhood Watch was one of those invited, and this man will give so much time and is very gracious and is not one of those stereotypical officers that has maybe a little bit too much military or a little bit too gruff and rough, and if that makes sense. So I wanted to make sure that part of Chief Paletti's work, and then I wanted to comment on the last issue, if I could.
Please.
It's for the 70 years that they've been tracking the geoengineering, climate engineering, or stratospheric aerosol injection, there's many names for it, there's been congressional documents, there are patents, there are air, soil, water evidence and proof. There are whistleblowers. Alan Buckman is one. He's former military. He spoke 2 years ago at the David Marr Auditorium. Geoengineeringwatch.org is a great place to get all this proof and evidence. And they're spraying it, and this is why it's very hard, Trish and everybody else, to consider why would they do this. They're hurting themselves. Is that they're using the explanation that they are trying to deflect the greenhouse gases so that the climate temps, the heat, the warming are, quote-unquote, going to be reduced. What's happening is it's damaging the ozone, so now we have UVA, UVB, and we're fast approaching UVC. That's X-ray. That's we're going in the wrong direction, and this is why it feels so stingy hot and burning when it's not even a blistering hot day. The rays are pinching and drying off the leaves, the bark, and so this is also falling upon all of us. We're breathing this in every day. We can't run away and avoid it. This is why we have early onset dementia and Alzheimer's. If people will just take a look at that website if they can, or they can go to Orchard Nutrition and get a free DVD that explains this. Even our CIA director last year, John Brennan, admitted to it. They know we're watching and filming, and no right. condensation trail or evaporation trail does a stop, start, stop, start, stop, start, and we're watching that on film, live footage.
Okay,
so,
Lori,
okay,
we appreciate it, but our topic this morning is Chief Paletti. And so,
yep, and that's what I started with, and I heard
and
you.
And I appreciate it very much.
Thanks
for calling.
We're going to take the break, but Red is waiting on the line, so Red, stand by. KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Ready to rock the Cascade Theater, June 15th to the 24th, with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical, Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877 or cascadetheaters.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vint Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed. Semper Fi.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
And at 8:51, KCNR 1460, and I was supposed to have some music right there, but it didn't fire, Trish.
and welcome back. It's just
well,
KCNR.
Because I'm doing about nine things on the computer.
1460 AM Community Radio for the North State, and it's been a free winging morning. We've had guests that we didn't anticipate, and we've had topics that we didn't anticipate, and fun kind of things happening. We were joined at one point with Leonard Cohen and Hallelujah when my cell phone went off. all kinds of fun things that can happen on live radio. We have been talking, though, and want to really focus the rest of this little time here on Chief Paletti and how you feel about his firing and his stint in the city of Reading. And we're going to go to the phones right now and talk with Red. Good morning, Red.
Hey, Trish, how are we doing this morning?
We're doing fine.
Good. Yeah, I had some comments on Chief Paletti, and you know, I'm really kind of sad to see the way that this is going. We all, though many of us knew that Chief Paletti was probably getting ready to make a move on his own, which I think makes his firing a little bit even worse than it needed to be. I really feel that Chief Paletti is being scapegoated kind of in this thing. At the end of the day, has Reading descended into the seventh circle of hell under Chief Paletti? Yeah, it really kind of has. But the responsibility of that doesn't rest solely with Chief Paletti. You know, things that Chief Paletti tried to head off at the pass. What was one of the main things that Chief Paletti asked for? He asked for service officers. It was one of the things that he needed. Instead, he gets something else. Chief Paletti worked very hard to try and get those officers. He and Patrick Jones worked together, found $400,000 budget for those officers, and that was immediately directed to the new police station that nobody was really on board with getting until it was shoved down their throat. You know, he comes up with a deal with Patrick Jones for volunteer service officers that gets shut down by the policemen's union. Chief Paletti has had everything that he has had tried to do stopped and stymied by this police council or by this city council and by the police union at every step. He doesn't own the responsibility for this completely. And let's really talk about, what about the Weaver plan? Is this not really a failure of the Brett Weaver plan, the great public safety plan that really never materialized after all of the campaign promises from Brent Weaver? You know, at what point is there responsibility taken for that? This plan never materialized. They turned down an excellent plan that was provided for free to the city of Reading. Then they went and spent, what I believe, close to $100,000 on a plan that they didn't follow because they didn't like what it said. It never materialized. There was never any clear direction. And when it came to what the police chief was asking for to protect the people of Reading, it became what the city council was giving to the police union, what they wanted. He didn't ask for new cars. He got new cars. He didn't ask for a new police station. He got a new police station. The money that was directed should have been to boots on the ground to protect the people of Reading. This is a failure of the city council, and I think he's being scapegoated. And then you look at the people behind it, and at the head of the list, I think, should be our mayor, who campaigned on public safety. How is this not his failure as well?
So Red, you know, we've got the recall effort going. I questioned it the other day on the show. They've targeted Francie Sullivan and Kristen Schrader. I'm not, based on expectation and delivery of campaign promises and then action on the board, I'm questioning why they didn't target some of the other members. Specifically,
well,
Mayor Weaver.
The two new city council members, they're just getting there. They're getting their feet wet. And to be perfectly honest, let's start being honest about our city council and our situation in Reading. It is a disaster. From the unfunded pensions that many people have been screaming about for years that our city council is finally beginning to acknowledge, between our public safety issues, our two new council members have just gotten their feet wet on a mess. Our city is a mess. Our city council is a mess.
And I almost feel
that it's not just the city council that needs a scapegoat in Chief Paletti, but I think it's a little bit the voting citizens in Reading that need a scapegoat so that they can blame Chief Paletti and not the people they voted for.
Well, that's a good point, and we'll finish with that, Red. And thank you so much for your comments. And we've got a couple more people waiting on the phones, and we're going to try to get to them before the end of the hour.
All right.
Okay, so now we'll go to Billy Bob.
Hey, Billy Bob.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
You're here. You're on.
You're on.
I can barely hear you. Hey, listen, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I chimed in yesterday. Great show, Trish.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job. But the thing is with Chief Paletti, we will never get a chief of police as good as Paletti. And it's a big mistake, and it's a bombshell to this city to let this guy go. And I don't know what politics are coming into play, but I'll tell you what, I'm recalling every one of them city council people. Every one of them. Wipe the slate clean. That's it. Just start over. Get Patrick Jones and Gary Cadd back in there, and let's get something done. All right, I'll let you go.
Thank you so much, Billy Bob. You know, there's things at play in the city of Reading, Shasta County, that none of the people we've been discussing have really a lot of control about. Having spent over 20 years doing that, I wouldn't want to be in office right now. I'll say that right out front. Things have deteriorated so bad budget-wise and the issues that have been created over many years, and they're all coming home to roost in the city of Reading and Shasta County and all up and down the state of California, to say nothing of the United States in general. We live in very troubling times, and it...
2 minutes and I can barely hear you.
And in order for us to come out of the other side of this at whole or in any kind of a situation that we recognize as Americans, we're all going to have to pull together and be a part of the solution and not just a part of the problem. I think we have we have someone who's going to finish and has a comment they want to make, and we have just...
All right, Dale, real quick. Yeah, Dale, real quick.
And he was definitely used as a scapegoat in this, sacrificial lamb, however you want to say it. And I really think the mayor coming out lately and saying he needed to be more transparent and we needed better communication to do this behind everybody's back just showed how hypocritical the city council is. And I agree with some of the other callers that more of them need recalled.
Okay, thanks very much for weighing in. We appreciate it. And we're just about out of time this morning. We'll be in tomorrow. If you have any further comments, we've got a little bit of open time at 7 o'clock before we have guests. Our guests tomorrow are Sylvia Milligan and Fred Kelly Grant. And some of you will remember that we've talked a lot about a way to solve problems at the local level through coordination. And we're going to be talking. That's going to be our subject tomorrow.
By the way, best wishes out to Indian Dave. We understand he has a medical issue. He was in the hospital. We're following up on that. But our good friend Indian Dave is in the hospital. We're going to find out more and pass that along.
Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
And Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta, Reading, the news. Brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
From dragging me down, gonna stand.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston at the White House, where President Trump has just spoken about today's shooting at a congressional baseball practice in suburban Washington, D.C. He announced that the gunman, identified as James Hodkinson of Illinois, died from his injuries. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise was among several people shot and wounded. The president had this message for Congressman Scalise.
You have the prayers not only of the entire city behind you, but of an entire nation and, frankly, the entire world.
And the president spoke of the importance of American unity.
We are strongest together.